the white doing interviews, president crew. Coverage for you better than the news. And it worked too, cause I'm all in it. First name Terrence, last name Bennett. And it's not a gimmick, it's just me being me. That's that T-E-N-T. It's just me being me. That's that T-E-N-T. Yeah. T-E-N-T. Yeah. T-E-N-T.
Good Monday morning to everybody. Thank you all for tuning in today. This Monday morning for TNT Sports Podcast with myself, Terrence Bennett. This is episode number 6. I hope each and every one of y'all had a fantastic weekend like I did. I went home to Alabama to attend my cousin's wedding, which I was in. So I had a fantastic weekend. But, you know, besides the point, I have a great lineup for y'all today. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Like I said, we only got a 30-minute podcast for y'all today. I'm going to give y'all the actual lineup of what we got going on today. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. You know, they will be going to the finals again, you know, back to back. And we're going to talk about LeBron James and what all he has done in the league in his 14 years so far. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about. Next up after that, we're going to talk about the big three. That's Ice Cube, league that he developed for the retired basketball players in the NBA, former NBA players. So we'll get a touchdown on that as well. Of course, like last episode, we came up, I got this new segment called Terrence Quick Facts. So that'll be the third thing we'll talk about today. Give you a few facts, I think maybe 10, probably a little less than that, but it's just real quick facts. I don't get into it or anything like that. I just give you just some insight on things, just tell you what's going on. So just real quick facts, something that I throw out there. And last but not least, I'm going to talk about Kevin Durant. I have a question for each and every one of y'all about Kevin Durant when that time get here. But me and my cousin and my brother had a conversation about this this past weekend about Kevin Durant, you know, going to the Golden State Warriors. So we'll touch down on that as well. But first off, we're going to go ahead and get into the Cleveland Cavaliers on LeBron James. Now, the Cleveland Cavs are headed to the NBA Finals again after defeating the Boston Celtics in Game 5 with a 4-1 lead in the series. Like I said, which they won. As you know, they went to the finals last year as well and won it against the Golden State Warriors, which they beat. You know, they won the championship in the finals last year. And the Golden State will be going back to the finals again, back to back, but they beat San Antonio to get there this time, which was a good series as well. So it will be a rematch of the two outstanding teams. Like, in my eyes, these are two best teams in the league. You know, they both got all-stars on each team. You know, Cleveland got Kevin Love, you got your LeBron, of course, Kyrie, Tristan Thomas, J.R. Smith. I mean, the list goes on, man. Darren Williams, and the Golden State, of course, got Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green. I mean, like I said, the list keep going. I'm not gonna get all into that, but they both have outstanding players as well as coaches as well. And game one will start, of course, on June 1st. And the Cavs are hoping to pull another win, a repeat, and win another championship. But defend the land again, which is Cleveland. You know, but let's not forget that Golden State didn't have KD last year as well, and they still gave him a run for their money. You know, Golden State is a tough team. You know, they were underdogs a while back, but Steph proved himself as like one of the best shooters in the NBA, which he is statistically. But they didn't have KD last year, and like I said last episode, they was already a good team. They already had fire, but KD came in and added more fuel to the fire. So it's not gonna be no cookie. But my estimated guess, I think they're gonna play all 7 games. And I'm gonna roll with the Cavs. I'm gonna roll with the Cavaliers for the whole thing in Game 7. I mean, it's not gonna be easy. You know, some people going for Golden State, but you know, I'm gonna go with my gut, and I'm a LeBron fan. and I'm going to rock with Cleveland. I think Cleveland going to pull it out. It's going to be close. It's not going to be no blowout, no sweep, but I'm going to roll with KD. LeBron and the Cavs, Kyrie and all them good guys. But my whole thing is with King James, though, man, they got to come with a different approach. They got to figure out a different game plan to play these boys because, like I said, they gave them a run for their money last year, and now they got KD as well. So KD will be bringing it as well. And, you know, they got a decent bench, so they better bring it. You know, they got to play hard every night. They don't have time for errors. There's no room for errors in any games starting June 1st. No game, no errors. It's no room for it because I believe that, you know, Steph and the rest of the Golden State Warriors, they're going to execute off any mistake that they make. So they can't make mistakes. You can't take crazy shots. You got to play good ball and have good ball rotation and get the ball down the court, you know, and make hit shots. So they got to manage their time. And the big thing will be the main focus. Try to be error free. That's probably impossible, but try to keep the less errors the better. But your chances of winning. I'm gonna roll with Cleveland because I think everybody got Golden State winning the NBA Finals. But you know, I'm gonna stick with LeBron though, of course, because I think LeBron will bring something different to the he will bring, you know, his heart, and you know he got a game plan, I'm sure. Like I told you last episode, he's the player, and he coached the team up. So I guarantee he probably up right now trying to figure out some way. He probably practicing or figuring out some way where he can something new they can possibly learn at practice where they can get ready for these boys. So, I mean, it's going to be a good series. Like I said, I'm going to give them 7. They're going to play the whole 7. But we'll see. That's who I'm going to roll with. Who y'all got? Hit me up on my social media. Let me know who y'all got. I'm rolling with Cleveland. I'm rolling with the King. Now, you know, this make LeBron James 7 straight final appearance. 7. But this will be his 8th final appearance, but this makes it 7 straight. He went to the finals, and he had final appearances in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2007. That's when he was with Cleveland the first time. 2015, 2016, 2017. Those were with Cleveland and Miami. You know, so, and this is his 14th season in the league. So, I mean, LeBron has dominated. He has done a lot. You know, he's proven himself to be one of the best NBA players of all time. Question is, can he surpass MJ, Michael Jordan? I believe so. You know, even Scottie Pippen said when he had that interview with Scottie Pippen, you know, you can't really compare those guys. I don't know why people keep trying to compare Jordan and LeBron. You know, Jordan and even Scottie Pippen said it. You know, he played 10 seasons with the guy, so he know Michael Jordan probably better than anybody because he was dealt with him 10 seasons, which is 10 years. He said Michael Jordan is more of a shooter. He want to score. Now, LeBron is a passer. He want to make everybody around him better. You know, he want to make everybody around him better. So if he can get rid of the ball for the person to get the shot to help win the game, he gonna get the ball to the person to help get the shot. So LeBron wants everybody to win, but LeBron all around. I think LeBron James the best all around player ever, defense and offense. He a scorer. He king in assists. King in assists. So, I mean, playing up and down the court, 100%. That's King James all day. Now I'm not saying and people always comparing championship rings and stuff like that. Man, that don't matter. Rings don't make nothing. It's people that don't even touch a basketball court get a ring. Players' wives get rings. Rings don't matter. Because if that's the case, if we going off rings, Robert Ory is better than Kobe Bryant. He got 6. Jordan got 6. So you put Robert Ory up there with Jordan, it's all about the stats. If we going off rings, Bill Russell, he up there. He probably got the most rings that ever played the game. Especially in his time period, it had to be a lot tougher. So you can't determine a person's success on rings. You know, it's cool to have, but people, like I said, people that don't even touch the court, don't even contribute to the team, that don't even play on the court, you know, they sit on the bench not even playing, they get rings. So rings are irrelevant. So I don't never go off rings. I go off stats. And looking at LeBron and Jordan's stats compared, LeBron will surpass Jordan. That's my honest opinion. He goes surpass him. I see it. I feel it. And I know it. And like I said, Jordan had 16 seasons. LeBron at 14. And LeBron is about, what, 33? So I think LeBron go play till he's 40. I give him that. And he going to go hard. He may play like 42. LeBron is going to create. He passing records and he making new records. And you got to put in a lot of years and a lot of time to beat those records. So LeBron James, like I said last episode, he a man child. So this guy is outstanding. One of the best basketball players I ever seen. And I'm a fan. I'm a diehard LeBron fan. So, I mean, but like I said, it's going to be a good series with the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. Like I said, it's going to be a rematch. So it's going to be a lot of fire and intensity there because, you know, what happened last season. You know, Cleveland won the championship. So, I mean, of course, Golden State will be hungry and want to, you know, bring a championship home to Oakland. So, like I said, we'll see what happened. It's going to be exciting to see. So definitely big shout out to big good luck to LeBron and the Cavs and Steph, KD and all them in Golden State. Really and truly, I just want to see a good basketball game series, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna roll with LeBron, the King. And like I said, hit me up on my social media. Let me know who y'all got. Let me know who y'all got. But we're gonna go ahead and move on. Is anybody familiar with the Big Three? You know, Ice Cube came up with a league for the former NBA players, retired NBA players, to touch the court again. So the Big Three is a professional league set up in a 3-on-3 concept, you know, featuring former NBA greats and players. The league was created by rapper and actor Ice Cube. And, you know, and a few of the notable players, NBA players that's participating in it is Chauncey Billups, Edson Thomas, like I said, they're right. Reuben Patterson, Xavier Silas, Eddie Robinson, Lee Nelion, I think I said that right. Rashawn McCants, Vashawn Leonard, Mike James, Smush Parker, Kenny Anderson, Sher Hill, Derek Byers, I think I said that right. Keith Bogans, Marcus Banks, Kenyon Martin, Jermaine O'Neal, Steven Jackson, Allen Iverson, which Allen Iverson is a coach as well. I think his team called Three's Company. Bunzi Wells, Mike Bibby, Jason Williams, Corey McGetty, Steve Francis, Kendall Gill, Joe Smith, Al Harrington, Ricky Davis, Charles Oakley, Latrell Sprewell. If you remember Latrell Sprewell, had the Braves. They played with the New York Knicks. They had the Sprewell rims, the spinners. J.R. Ryder. You know, so this is going to be exciting to see, you know, some NBA greats touch the court again. I wonder if Ice Cube hit MJ up to come try to play it, but, you know, MJ still can play. He still can play. You know, Shaq as well. Shaq still can. If you ain't seen that video of Shaq ducking on them guys and pushing them and stuff, Shaq still the big Aristotle. But it would have been good to see those guys as well. And I think Clyde Drexler, he a coach too. And I mean, it's a lot more. You know, they had like a draft and everything. So it's going to be exciting to see. You know, in the season, it's going to start June 25th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, you can check out more on the big3.com. Their website will tell you more about what's going on. And the teams that they got for the Big Three. Oh yeah, and real quick, the coaches, you know, you got your Allen Iverson, he a player and a coach, and Charles Oakley coaching, Clyde Drexler is coaching, Julius Erving, Dr. J, he's coaching, and Rick Barry and Rick Mahorn. Those are the coaches for the Big Three League. And the name of the teams that they have for the Big Three is Three's Company, the Three-Headed Monsters, Ball Hogs, Killer Threes, Trilogy, Power, Tri-State, and Ghost Ballers. So, I mean, like I said, just giving you a chance to see a lot of the older players. Like, I know I'm gonna be excited to see Allen Iverson play again. He was like one of the best to play that I seen, best point guards I seen play. So I'm gonna be excited to see him play. So I don't know how he gonna manage to coach and play, but it's gonna be interesting to see. So it's 3-on-3 basketball. And they'll be traveling around different cities playing. And they got merch on their website as well, like jerseys and stuff like this. So, and if you want to see who all on each team, because they had an actual draft as well. So if you want to see who on each team, go check it out. Go check the big3.com website out, and it'll tell you pretty much everything you want to know. I just wanted to throw that into today's show because it's interesting. And I mean, I think that's a good idea that Ice Cube came up with, and pretty much all Ice Cube ideas that he put out there is pretty legit. So I think this is gonna be a big money maker. I think it's gonna be good for television. I think they got a contract with Fox Sports One, I believe. But it's gonna be live on live basketball, and I mean, I guess you can. And like I said, you can go on the website. They got the Big Three. You can get your tickets and all that type stuff as well. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with it. Also. Like I said, kudos to Ice Cube and the whole staff at Big Three. And I'm definitely checking it out. I'm going to talk more about it. When I learn more about it, that's when I'll let y'all know more about it. If y'all don't go check on the website, you can count on me. I'll go look it up and let you know what else is to come. But like I said, the season starts June 25th, and the first game will be at Barclays Center. Well, I think they're going to do it. They do it weekly. So I guess the teams, they play throughout the whole week. So week one would be June 25th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. So that'll be the first week. So they play by weeks, and it's 3-on-3. So I don't know how many games they're going to play each day. I don't know. But like I said, I learned more. I think they'll have a four-point shot, too. They're going to have a four-point shot. So they're not going to stop at the two and the three. They'll have a four-point shot as well, which is half court. So, like I said, when I find out more, I'll let y'all know. But other than that, you can just go on the website and check to see what you see. Because they got different rules on how they go play, you know. Kind of like what the XFL did with the NFL, you know. It's a little different, but, you know, these are actual former NBA players that's coming, you know, that's retired. They go play in the Big Three. So, like I said, it's going to be exciting to see that, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, and there's a lot of people excited about it. But anyway, we're gonna move on to the new segment I came up with, and we started the last episode on episode 5 of Terrence Quick Facts. We'll get into it. I got a few things I want to tell y'all about these quick facts, just a few things. Like I said, maybe no more than 10, should be no more than 10, maybe a little less, but. Well, a few quick facts. You know, Colin Kaepernick on jersey finds a home at the National Museum of African American History and Culture, which is a big deal, man. I'm glad he can recognize for what he's doing, what he did, and what he's continuing to do. Like I said, he has something he believes in. He's sticking with it, and that should be a message to anybody out there. If you got something that you love to do or you feel strong and passionate about, keep doing it. You got to follow your heart. So apparently, this is on Colin Hart to do what he's doing. So I mean, it's paying off when he getting recognized for it, and like I said, he's steady. You know, people want to see him touch the field again. Some people don't, some people do. I want to see him touch the field again at the quarterback position, and the good thing is that he got a trial a couple of days ago with the Seahawks. They gave him a workout. He was going against another quarterback, but you know, I haven't heard anything. I saw rumors that he signed with Seattle, but I'm not sure that's confirmed yet. A $25 million deal, but I'm not sure. Like the only way I pretty much believe it, if I see it on ESPN or pretty, but that's a big deal if he signed to Seattle though. That'll be on every sports channel, all social media, internet, everything. So, I mean, I think that was false information, but like I said, if I find out, y'all will find out. But I saw it, and I don't know, but I doubt it. Because like I said, that would be something big. That would be all on news. News and ESPN, First Take, Fox Sports One, Undisputed. It'd be on any of those type of channels, you know, so, or all on social media. So, but they gave him a trial. He had a workout with the Seahawks early this week, and he went against another quarterback. So, I hope he get it, man. I hope I hear some good news, at least tomorrow, you know, that he got the job, and that'll be big. And because Stephen A., not Stephen, yeah, not, no, not Stephen A., I'm sorry. Shannon Sharp, you know, he said that, and which I noticed that too, that the Seahawks supported what he was doing. You know, all the other teams, they didn't really care about that too much. So I really think he could get the change. You know, they was behind him. Seattle was behind him and what he was doing. So they had support there. So pretty much all the other teams, they don't want to really pick him just because of it. I think they're going to think it's going to bring too much attention to the team. But at the end of the day, they should be worried about winning games, who can play the game. So, like I said, only time I can tell with that, we'll see what happened. Like I said, I'll keep y'all updated on whatever I find out, y'all will find out. So we're going to move on to, you know, we'll keep Terrence Quick Fast going. You know, like I said, with the big three, Ice Cube started, and he put a video out the other day on social media that he challenging LeVar Ball, you know, who I've been talking about. You know, he got the son, Alonzo, played for UCLA. Jello, he's going to UCLA next year. And LaMelo, you know, so he got the three boys in the Big Baller Brands, O2s, all that good stuff. Ice Cube put a video up challenging him to make a 4-point shot, and he'll buy 10 pairs of O2s or sneakers. So if he hit this accept the challenge and hit this 4-pointer, Ice Cube will buy 10 pair of Big Baller Brands, O2s, sneakers. So I mean, that was a challenge. He might well take it. You know, LeVar said he could beat Michael Jordan, so. I mean, he confident, so why not? Go try it. You know, ain't gonna hurt to try. That'd be 10 more pairs of shoes bought for $495 a pop. So that's a hell of a challenge. You know, next up, you know, rapper Lil Wayne starts a sports agency called Young Money Sports. He signed a couple of NFL players, rookie NFL players that's just signing their deals. He got a couple NBA players. He got a good little roster of people that he's signing. You know what I'm saying? So, big kudos out to Lil Wayne. I mean, he's trying to branch off and do something else different. You know, Jay-Z do it as well. Rock Nation Sports, I think. So, I mean, that's a different path to take. You know, sports is a big money maker. So, I mean, it's different. He's trying to be diverse in what he's doing, not just focused on rap. He's trying to have a business aspect of everything. So he's branching out, doing something different. So definitely big kudos to Lil Wayne on having a sports agent. And he's doing actually pretty well. He signed some great guys. Like I said, NBA and NFL players. I don't know if he got any baseball players yet. I think he got a soccer player. I can't think of the name. But I think he got a soccer player as well. So that's kind of huge. And I didn't know this, but Victor Cruz is a Chicago Bear now. And so we'll see him this upcoming season in a Bears uniform, in which, you know, he was with the New York Giants. I'm sorry about that, but he was with the New York Giants, but now he's a Chicago Bear. And he wrote something on his Instagram that he's happy to actually be in Chicago, trying something different. And even, you know, he's like a business pretty much. So, I mean, he's ready for a new start. So definitely looking forward to seeing Victor Cruz doing his dance in the end zone again, man. That's going to be big. And, of course, LeBron James passes MJ for most playoff points. You know, like I said earlier, LeBron got 14 seasons in. Michael Jordan got 16. LeBron's going to surpass Jordan. Let's be real. He will surpass him. LeBron is the best all-around player ever to touch the court. He make everybody better. He's not all selfish. Kobe Bryant was a selfish player. Russell Westbrook a selfish player. LeBron, you see fairly few guys that want to get their team involved and want them to make everybody better. You know, LeBron want to make everybody better, and which he does that. You know, if it weren't for LeBron, I don't think you really hear about Tristan Thomas or, you know, Kevin Love was known, but, you know, him making them better, you know. Like, I'll use Drew Brees for example. I mean, he make his receivers better. Peyton Manning make his receivers better. You know, it's leadership, basically. Leadership works every time. Now if you remember Devon Gales, that when they played Southern played UGA, he the one who got paralyzed during the game. If you remember that, Southern is an HBCU, you know, and UGA is in Athens, Georgia. They had a football player that got paralyzed during that game. They played for Southern. And it said that he walked for the first time since he got paralyzed. So he's been doing a lot of rehab, trying to get his legs stronger and trying to get back walking again. So, I mean, baby stuff, but I mean, he getting up. So he made his first steps already. So that's major. So definitely keep prayers up for Devon Gales. I think I said it right. That he get back to walking and everything work out for him. So definitely, and it's good that UGA, Georgia, sticking with him, helping him out, sending him gear, bringing him to games, doing. They do a lot of stuff for him. So, I mean, that shows dedication on their end. They don't have to do that, but they still do it anyway. So, they tell you the character that they got, their coaching staffs in the school itself. So, definitely big shout out to UGA, University of Georgia, and Bulldogs. NFL Hall of Famer Cortez Kennedy, he died at age 48. I don't know the cause of the death, but I just got that notice that he died a couple days ago, a few days ago, sometime last week. Yeah, so definitely rest in peace to Cortez Kennedy, and man, prayers out to his family on that loss. It's always a tragedy to lose somebody like that, and he was a great player, and he, like I said, he's an NFL Hall of Famer as well. And next up, the NFL owners, they have approved to change the overtime duration from 15 to 10 minutes. So, like I said last week, I mean, I think it's going to create more ties to make the overtime go longer. But, like I said, we'll see how it play out. I really don't know what was the meaning behind that. Like I said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But, I mean, we'll see what happened with that. I really don't know why they made the change. But, like I said, we'll see. And also, I ain't get too much into the Saints today, but I might as well. But Carl Nix and Jonathan Vilma will be inducted into the 2017 Saints Hall of Fame coming up soon. So kudos to Jonathan Vilma and Carl Nix. And Jonathan Vilma was tough. He was a mean player. So definitely big shout out to Jonathan Vilma and Carl Nix. Who that? And last but not least, man, we're going to get into KD. My question is with KD. I was talking to my brother and cousin about this the other day. Actually, this weekend. I think KD jumped ship, when LeBron had the decision he had to make from leaving from Cleveland to Miami. I don't think LeBron James knew he was going to win a championship. It was a possibility that he was going to win a championship because he had a surround. Because Cleveland would build nobody around him. But he took a lot of criticism for moving, and he did win two championships with Miami, but it wasn't like the situation is now. Wade won a championship with Shaq, but that was a proud wave before LeBron got there. Now KD, everybody knew Golden State was going to the finals again. I knew that, so I definitely knew that, and KD knew that too, but. Is KD wrong for jumping ship to get an easy championship? Do you think he would get criticized if Golden State win the championship? That's my question to y'all. But my honest opinion, I think LeBron got overly criticized for that. He didn't know he was going to, they didn't want to build around him. The man wanted to win a championship. I'm not knocking KD. I think KD deserved a championship. He's been in the league 10 years, even Stephen A said that he been on honeymoon with Golden with OKC for a while, and it's time for him to get married. I think that's how he put it, but it's time for him to win the championship. So I'm happy for KD. But my question is, do y'all think he gonna get criticized for if they do win? That's my question to y'all. So, but y'all can hit me up on my social media and let me know y'all answers on that. My answer, I don't know. My answer is I think he may get criticized on making that jump, but I don't think he'll get criticized like they did LeBron. They burned KD's jerseys as well, but they had a whole parade of burning LeBron James jerseys in Cleveland. And also another question I got for y'all: do y'all think KD will go back to OKC after he win a championship? Like whenever he get time to become a free agent again? That's another question I want y'all to let me know. So like I said, so feel free to hit me up on my social media. My Facebook is TNT Sports. My Instagram is Mr. @T_ENT_sports. And my Twitter is @T_ENT_sports. And my Gmail is TNTSports14@gmail.com. So hit me up. Let me know what y'all, the questions I asked y'all, let me know what y'all think about KD and LeBron's situation with his foot being criticized. Would KD get criticized if he was to win the championship with the Golden State? But anyway, that's the end of my show today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, this is episode number 6. We gonna keep this thing rolling, like I said, man. And I hope each and every one of y'all have a fantastic Monday morning. And enjoy your day. And God bless y'all. Have a good day.